I have all the paperwork. Others will come and say, no, I have the paperwork to suck you out, to see if you're going to tell everything. And then they can judge by what comes back, usually in the paper or whatever. These are silly, silly games in a world that is no longer acceptable to be silly. No one has ever, ever suffered for having walked this way. Everyone who ever came here had it better than they had it when they came. And we've had one after another that comes, oh, I don't want to do that. I want to be a manager. And you will note the ones who have been the greatest failures up to the time they come here are the ones who want to be the biggest mouth or the biggest bee, want to be in charge. Father Cleary felt he ought to be in charge because he spent 35 years with the Catholic Church. Well, he got into a quarrel with them and they kicked him out. You've got to really get into a quarrel, you know, with some of these churches to get kicked out. It becomes a mutual thing. And yet how can you for 35 years be the top father figure, the law, the king, in a parish of some 10 to 12,000 people? And then expect to come to Little Tehachapi in a new lifestyle where celibacy was expected, and now you get out because you don't want to practice that anymore. And you discover life. Well, what sort of a nitwit commander is going to come and tell you what to do? Obviously, not me. Does that mean he's right or wrong? He just is. But when they continue to say that I am walking with them and they're going to do these great wonders, they're not going to do diddledy squat. I can tell you now. They're not doing diddledy squat. They have spent a lot of money. And part of the bargain with the adversary is that if we let you have some, you'll get rid of my enemy, won't you? Sure. Sure. We'll discredit him. There isn't going to be anybody discredit me. There is no way anybody can discredit me. Is everybody here? I serve God. Period. That's how I know I'm right. That is not an egotistical boasting statement. I serve God humbly. And He has allowed me to serve in this particular mission. We did not come to your place to save anything. We came to bring truth. You can do anything you want to with it, including bash it, smash it, burn it, and trash it. But that's your problem. My second mission, I have to remind you, is to get a remnant through in wholeness. That means in the human form you have to eat, you have to live, you have to have shelter, you have to have now protection. And if they ignite the radiation belt, the Van Allen belt, you are going to need more protection. And you need to know that if you have spout holes in your roof for insulation, you'll get more protection. I'm not going to make you do anything. We've even let you get away with a lot of things. Because everyone has to learn and come into an understanding while you're pushing me. Did we think it would be a simple job to come into trust of one another? Sure. We would all just dash over there and hug a tree and we'd do some miracles and it'd all be, you know, the whole world would open up to us. No. And I can tell you why. Because we're not false. And we're not here to save you. We're not even here as a Pleiadian fleet to save you. We're here, part of us as Pleiadians, to offer you a way off and to share in the miracle of a transition for those who have earned it and want to come. And for those who just are floppy land, floppy disk, you know, little computers running around. They're going to make up their own mind according to their programming. But you guys are not going to get off that easy. You made a commitment. God will hold you to your commitment. It isn't like He's going to strike you dead if you don't keep it. But you will know that you missed the boat. And we're not going to allow our children who have brought souls to take the next step beyond for you to destroy. It's unacceptable. They need to be taught discipline. They need to be taught respect, honor, reverence, but above all, respect. And perfection is not one of the requirements, but at least an effort to see and grow is an absolute requirement. So the next question is, well, will we end up with only one? Well, one's enough, but no, we won't. You're in this room. So in a way, you're stuck. You've got to do some pretty raunchy things to be able to get out. And because you're goodly people, you can't bring yourself to hurt. It's a blessing and it's a curse. Because you don't want ones to go through the pain that they're dumping off on you to face their own consequences. Especially when there are several involved. You don't have to curse a man. You don't have to judge a man. But you certainly can say, you're not telling the truth. I accept you. I do not accept your lie. But something happens, doesn't it? The farther it goes, the less you want to be in the company of that person, the more the heart rebels against trust of that individual. And actually, it takes a long time to ever begin to build trust again, doesn't it? Let a husband or a wife have an affair, and then you try to patch it up, and you see what happens. You can have the most open marriage by claim that ever was, but the human ego cannot stand the one they love and have made a commitment to betray them. And I want to tell you something really hard. Sex is not the betrayal. It usually precipitates a confrontation over the betrayal. And if there is illness, unbalance from that which has been, then come to grips with it. Each person who reaches adulthood or ability to discern right from wrong, that is the choice. That is the time of choice. Not when a child reaches 8 or 9 or 12 or 16 or 18. When a child knows the wrong they commit, they're mature enough to suffer the consequences. And if you do not confront it when they're this age, children, little children, you can't confront it when they're of majority age, regardless of their mental state, because the law will take over, and according to their crime, they will be punished. I didn't say it's fair, and the laws may be all screwed up and wrong. Maybe the wrong people are in prison. The politicians certainly ought to be there. But if you steal, if you kill, if you hurt, if you damage another person, you're wrong. And even a baby knows when they're being wrong. They will be told not to play with the flower arrangement. Don't touch. Right over there in the flower arrangement. They know. A kitten knows. A bird knows. And it's cute, isn't it, the first time they do that? And that is all right. They are learning. And any time you want to feel pushed to the edge, please consider me. You know, poor old Yorgos. You push me right to the edge, and I'm hanging on by my own fingernails sometimes. It doesn't mean we don't love each other. It doesn't mean that we are going to stray from each other. It means that we are growing with each other. And we are learning the rules that are going to be required for us to function with one another. And because we are compassionate beings back on a journey, we do not have the right, simply because we are, to not consider the consequences of our actions. Each journey may be different. Each responsibility will be different. And then we have to bridge that great chasm of traditional beliefs. Wasipapu. Wasipapu. Little Crow says, I'm just a little bit agonizing over how do we present this to my people so that you can have a spaceship in there. And EJ says, Little Crow, it's a bridge. They know they came from the stars, and they know they had to get here within something. But the traditional native culture has moved away. The ancient oral tradition remains, but the culture has moved away into alcoholism, the white man's way, the yellow man's way, whatever. You are a mixture of confusion. An Indian's word was his honor. He would go to his grave. They're just like the rest. Because honor has gone. And it's rebellion one against the other for whatever perceived damages or whatever real damages. And you're going to have to come back to the concept that you were put here. Whether you were birthed here, whether you were brought here, you're going to have to go all the way back to the Anunnaki and the Sumerians. You're going to have to accept the fact that your ancestors came from the stars and some were bad and some were good. You're going to have to understand that by the mere presence of human beings in conscious form, you are a prison planet. And until you grow beyond the boundaries of the evil environment, You cannot move back out and circulate freely in the cosmos. It's unacceptable, regardless of what you perceive or what you're told. You cannot get far enough out into the cosmos that you can bring your evil ways with you. There may be corridors that can be traversed to get you somewhere and back. But to allow you freedom to experience in the wholeness of a dimensional plane that allows freedom of universal travel, being, order, whatever, you will not cut it. So when one says, I know she's in a better place, she's with God, forget it. She may have come before God. And if she is perfection, she may be with God. But most likely, she is somewhere else around in the places of God, depending on the level of growth of soul. So don't think just because you're down here being naughty little kids that you were not experiencing total perfection where you were. You're not here as some souls may be here to pay off karmic debt. You paid it. You're back to do a job. So I don't want you dribbling and dribbling your life away trying to figure out what karmic debt I need to pay. Forget it. You're here on a mission. And if this is the first time you've heard that, then I apologize for being remiss. It doesn't mean you can't participate. It means I don't want any more whining about how do I purify myself. You do what's right, and then we move along together. And as we do what's right, that rubs off. And when we accept responsibility for what we are, how we function, and how we interchange, then we become worthy of our mission. And it's not going over to the local church house and doing a big preaching job. You've all been preached at. And I yell at you. And it doesn't matter. A whit. Whether I do or don't. You're going to be what you're going to be. And hopefully I can express so that you want to be a part of this magnificent game. Some people on this earth have done some big and marvelous things. They cannot even hold a flickering lighter match to what you are going to do. And you don't need some big spacecraft landed in your yard to get you in trouble. They've got those underground over here at Area 51. Bigger than you can imagine. And I don't think you want my ship on your house, unless you like matchsticks. Let us be reasonable. Let us not live in the dream world to the extent that that becomes our existence. Live in the vision world where you envision goals that anything lesser is not acceptable except for the moment of passage through it. If Wally cannot hold the goal of what must be achieved in a motion picture and hold in his mind the knowledge that what will be needed for the expression of that motion picture in third dimension, whatever you want to talk about, he can't achieve it, and he must achieve it. Does everybody hear me? He must achieve it. There's got to be a bridge. And man in mass cannot handle the truth because he's been lied to for so long. It is like rebirthing, and I don't want to hear born again. It is being rebirthed into knowing. And he's got to leave a vision in everybody's heart and soul that there's hope. That there is hope. And that's a job. My God, that's a job. We're finally getting there with some. And what's it been? 7 years? And you were enlightened when you came. Wally Gentleman saw the dream when he served and did 2001. He knows people like Arthur Clark and thieves like Kubrick. You pay the price. It's called the dues. And he's not been willing to sacrifice integrity for all of the junk that man could present. And he probably is like the rest of you, just thought he didn't have an alternative. Oh, yes, you do. You can sell your soul to the devil any day of the week, and unfortunately, many do. When a man will say, I will go to my grave without having achieved what I dreamed of achieving, rather than sacrifice my integrity, you have God quality. And he doesn't have to worry about where he's going to go on his next trip. And yet there will always be the things of life that tear you down. And the other ones there who do not see as clearly as you, and they tear you down. They pull at you. And you're torn because you love them and you know you're physical and you know you're human. And then you start thinking, I'm running out of time, I'm running out of time. No, you're getting better. You're getting better. And anybody who will really join our team will get better. You think I make idle promises? You get Mr. Reeve, and I'll show you a whole man before we're done. And you know what? To be a whole man, he doesn't even ever have to walk again in all of his existence. The soul is the man. And when you can consider a crippling anything to be only a little handicap, you're whole. And you can only accomplish greater and greater and greater things. Because God is perfection. And he doesn't have to pronounce miracles on you. You are the miracle. And he's allowed us to bring you things that can keep your beings in healthy form. You've got to stay in some kind of semblance of healthy form. Because you need your bodies with which to do your job. All of you cannot do your job from that other etheric state. Some have already made that transition and are waiting for you to come to your senses. That doesn't mean that they want you over there trying to do their job. They want you over here doing yours. And if a transition is required or takes place, so be it. Rejoice for those. Unless, of course, they have made some really big blunders and they haven't made it right. Then they're going to have a long time making it right. And if you want to call that karma, you go right ahead. I call it lack of learning. An inability to graduate into the higher level. You don't know another's contract. So some of the negative input that you get are actually those souls' contract, perhaps to teach you. That's why God says never judge anyone. And it pays not to judge anything. Watch its actions, discern, truly. But you don't know that other's contract. It is a serious time of hard testing for the ones. We go through it every day. Every day. Will we make it? Yes, we will. Will all of you make it? I don't know. That's up to you. I know that we're right here over that hump where regardless of what is thrown, we can sustain. It doesn't make it easy. It doesn't ease the hurt of the moment, but it allows the moving on. Because once the heart and soul knows its goal, it must go there. And all else must fall away. If that goal is not worthy and incorrect, then you're going to fall of your own volition. But you don't have to worry about it. You know when your goal is worthy. Sipapu is only the beginning. You have an atrocity going on in what is visualized. It is total brain warp. It is total mind control. And it has trivialized thought and life and family experience to the point of being disgusting, putrid. And the black man demands that he have more programs. Why? The Khazarian elite controllers have turned it into garbage that is more insulting than equal opportunity could ever be. So how do you do it? You do it right through the system. You do it right through the power brokers who will support you. You do it without trying to shoot them down. You do it by building something that is attractive. A fantasy, or whatever you want to call it. You do it by appealing to them for Academy Award material. And then you want someone who wants to do a worthy job of acting, not being an idiot in crude form in front of everyone. And there are actors who want to play those roles. They do not have to be perfect. All they have to do is want to play the role. It helps if they would like to produce something worthwhile. You don't take something like the Arizona abduction. How many of you did watch Fire in the Sky? It's being rerun now. And if you haven't read enough to know that that is absolute and total brainwash, hogwash, then you haven't read anybody's books. That is human pickup, if indeed there even was a, quote, pickup. And a total lie put in the mind. The man came back insane, having experienced in a massive slime pit of insect holes. Well, I want to tell you it's real enough to the one who is exposed to that. But that man, Travis, went through 5 days of horror and torture and implanted visions. And that's what you're going to have to confront. The goodly universal beings would never, ever, never, hear me, never abduct. If there is meeting, if there is boarding, it is absolutely always by contract and agreement. Does that mean that all ones then are from God out there? No. And I've warned you, you don't hop on the first spaceship that lands in front of you. Ooh, take me, take me. That is foolish. There are thousands upon thousands of craft that are here to observe this transition, this ending cycle and rebirthing, because there's full expectation of a full tilting of your globe. It's already sitting there doing this. And all you need is just over tilting where the water can run down off of your seas, and you're going to swing the rest of the way. Because they have now loused up your gyroscopic system that's sitting there doing this and keeping you in balance. It's going like this now. And I'm exaggerating, but this is exactly what's happening with this new pulse energy grid system. And they can pinpoint from the moon your pocket, the pencil in your pocket. They can cardiac arrest from the moon. So when we talk about the Patriot Movement, let's take our guns. The only thing that saves us is our guns. Oh. When they can shoot you with a laser, when they can blind a pilot in Colombia and bring down his entire plane and burn out his vision so that he crashes, do you really think that your little .22 pistol is going to do anything except get you killed? Am I in favor of gun control? I don't care about your gun control. You have none. All your guns are doing is killing off your children at each other. You can shoot each other with those guns, but you can't shoot your enemy. And don't consider that your enemy is my adversary out there in space. The enemy is among you. Earthbound, landlocked among you. And you can't get out. You must come back if you go out anywhere. You have no facility for planetary stationary life out there. And now they've got those cotton-picking pulse systems running through the radiation belt so that energy of such immeasurable power and intensity that it can ignite. You see, you've got positive charge, you've got a layer of negative, a layer of radiation, neutral, a layer of either positive or negative, depending on where you are located. And all you've got to do is sort out the system. Because everything in the universe is energy. Everything. Varying pulses of energy of light. And most of those very, very damaging rays are invisible. Traveling at such speed that they don't even solidify. And that's where you're at. The etheric beings are traveling at such speed that you don't see us. And it's not pleasant in your binding space. What is a low frequency to you and can drive you mad? Your highest frequency is a low frequency to us and drives us mad. So you have to be a little bit kind to the brothers who come here. And an awful lot of them are beings just like you who have come aboard to help you get through. Because they're older and they know better. They're your elders. And on our craft, almost always you will find in command the etheric beings, because we have had to get into your space through thought. That's the way God works. God creates you. He manifests you. You are the living, lighted thought of God projected. And you will note that in the absence of light, you do not show. Does that mean you're not real? Well, then you start that old thing. If the tree falls and there's no one to hear it, did it make a noise? Of course it did. It means one thing. Nobody was there to hear it. Because physics and universal law are absolute. You can play with them, you can tamper with them, you can have games with them, and you can harness them and use them. But they're always there. And Mr. Einstein can come along and give you some theory of relativity, and the entire planet can go with him. And he's going to get out there, not even into what you call outer space. We laugh. That's just your little capsule. And none of his theories are worth a tinker's damn. Not one. Not even one. He was a Khazarian set up to mislead. While the scientists created all of this technology that you cannot now control. And if ones want to play games with me over who has the tractor pink flip, when I've got to worry about a military fleet underground at Area 51 and what's going to happen when they pop up, I'm not interested in the pink slip to some confounded tractor, stolen or otherwise. That is not the point of confrontation ever. It's responsibility. And if I cannot be with you through the times of the pink slip, then how in the world can we expect to do anything on confrontation day, on evacuation day? And if you haven't the vaguest notion of how your own being works, and what can be the gift of the most ancient of ancients along with your evolvement back to your home in the stars, what in the world are we going to do? And to think of dumping this off on a couple of people. I don't know about you. It's almost terrifying to me. And yet they'll do it. How will they do it? Because we'll do it together. And there will be ones out there who hear. And the ones who don't hear, you don't want. And it's been a decade. It's been a decade now. To the point that Dorma doesn't even remember what Sipapu was really about. So we went through a few reminder paces the other day. It was a beautiful crayon colored morning. Just before they had to go underground because no being could live on the surface of your earth. And only a few remain. The children are mutated. There are no younger generations coming up. And you have to live like insects or moles or salamanders within the earth, all the while the sun is shining. I'm sorry, precious people, that is reality. And she's not going to make it through well, the next story. Because it doesn't end with an arrowhead and a lover. I shouldn't say lover, I should say love. A lover anymore connotates something I don't like. I'm talking about the enduring, infinite reality of love. And a symbol that you can touch and remember. When this beautiful place is radiated, you won't have fields out in the Imperial Valley, San Joaquin. You're going to have stubble, and it's going to be parched, and it's going to be dry, and it's going to be cooked. And to not have a spelt crop is going to mean the difference in whether some of you live or die. Why? Because spelt is a perfect grain of God. He gave it to you. And the other things that you have been given can allow you to survive beautifully. But you have to prepare, and you have to store, and you have to keep seed grain, and you have to do the right things so that you can provide shelter and grow underground. What a horrible thought. In this beautiful world of green and blue, that it will be red and brown and burnt. Oh, that can't be. Oh, a 10-point earthquake from north to south along this continent. You think the viaduct is just going to continue to flow? Do you think the gas lines across the Great Divide, when they're 15, 18 feet apart? No. What about the areas around San Bernardino? When those massive gas lines rupture, guess what? That gas is heavier than air. It is going to pool in all of the washes. And when that ignites, it is going to be hell. That isn't prophecy, people. That is from your geologist. The prophecies remain right out there for you.